Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. It doesn't look much like we'll get a white Christmas tomorrow in most parts of the state as the snow on the ground is about to melt. Heavy rain and strong winds are forecast beginning tonight through Christmas Day tomorrow with gusts up to 60 miles an hour. For more on the forecast, we're joined right now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us more about this storm that's coming in tonight and for Christmas Day tomorrow.
That's right. It is a pretty big storm, and it's mostly a wind event here. So today we don't have any weather problems. You'll actually see some sunshine this morning. It's a good day to prepare for what we have coming in. Charge your phone. Take down any of those big, puffy ornaments that you might have outside that will get blown away. The clouds will thicken later on this afternoon. Temperatures will continue to go up tonight, and the winds will start increasing, especially after midnight. The rain will begin to move in. It's going to be heaviest tomorrow morning, and between about 3 a.m. and about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, that's when the core of that wind moves in. After that time, the winds will quickly diminish from Worcester on through Boston. I think Boston having the last of the really strong winds, probably between about 11 and noon time. We're talking wind gusts, Bob, between 40 and 65 miles an hour. The 40 to 50 would be across Worcester County, north through the Route 2 area. You get east of that, you get east of 495 into the 128 belt, and especially along the coastline, winds up near 60 miles an hour in gusts for tomorrow morning.
So given that, how big a concern are power outages?
Yeah, I'm pretty concerned about power outages because we are going to have fairly strong, widespread wind gusts, and those wind gusts are going to also happen in a way that at times it won't look that windy, and then you're going to have these bursts of wind where it'll go from 25 miles an hour all the way up to 50 really quickly, and it's that, you know, excessive wind that comes in sort of in a, almost like a jerking motion that can really do some tree damage. And of course, a tree falls down on power lines and boom, you have a street or a neighborhood or an entire section of a town taken out. So I do think we're going to go into at least the tens of thousands. If not, we approach sort of the hundreds of thousands of people without power here in eastern Massachusetts tomorrow. This is a definite thing that's going to happen.
And given the rain, what about flooding?
Yeah, so the rainfall is going to be on the order of 1 to 3 inches of rainfall. We've got about an inch of water locked up in the ground in the snow. So you add that up, you've got 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. The good news is rivers and streams will be able to handle that. The ground's somewhat frozen. So with all that heavy rain, people who are prone to like basement flooding, I would check your sump pump today. I would, if you definitely get basement flooding and heavy rain events, maybe move some of those things that you don't want to get wet, move them up on something, but it's the type of situation where basement flooding is definitely a problem. Also some street flooding, but the good news is we're not going to have any river flooding and certainly no coastal flooding from this storm.
All right, and then quickly on this, then we get sunshine for the weekend.
That's right. The weekend temperatures are back into the 30s, a blend of clouds and sun. It'll be good for the power crews to clean up, and we won't have a lot of snow on the ground, of course, because it'll be gone, so it's a little easier to clean up. And by the way, temperatures tomorrow morning, low 60s, close to record highs. Probably not breaking them, but very close in record territory.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.